welcome one more time to the Afro Creatives Radio. I hope you've been enjoying the conversation so far. Ever since we started with it, so many conversations with creatives from across Africa. This time we thought of coming back to Zimbabwe, since we're based in Zimbabwe. So Kama had a conversation with Caspido, who is from an organization called House of Arts, which works with creatives across Zimbabwe. My name is Mose Billy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
So, welcome to Afro Creatives. My name is Karma, and welcome to Afro Creatives, Caspido, man.
Thank you, man. How's it?
All good. So, we're going to go straight into it. Tell us about House of Arts, man. Let me just give a brief introduction about you. Well, obviously, you're going to give your real name, but the streets know you as Caspido. Notable feature. I mean, the guy is 26 years old. He's running a successful foundation, House of Arts. You know, they just had a festival, Key to the City, one of the biggest, you know, and I like the fact that you're coping with the COVID situation and you're going through it really well. And yeah, man. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
All right. The name is Caspido. Oh, next. The real name is Casper Tunderai Chigam. That's my name. And I'm an artist. I do music. I do hip hop. I do rap. And I'm 26 years old. And I'm also part of an organization called Arts Association, which I'm also a founder and currently working there as the executive director. I think, yeah.
Nice one. All right. So getting straight into it, man, just take us through House of Arts for a little bit. When was House of Arts founded? What do you guys do and what have you been doing?
House of Arts was founded in 2016. We started off 2014, 2015, somewhere there. But by then we were just a youth group. We called ourselves Edcliffe Arts because I stay in Edcliffe, and it all started in Edcliffe. We were more like, I remember there was a time when we worked with National AIDS Council. So they used to come with events, like their campaigns, the ones that they do annually in Edcliffe or in so many different districts. So in Edcliffe, they used to come and they used to come with artists from outside. And then after that, they would also then link up with a few artists from the local. So we realized that they're creating a space for artists, but then it was more space for outside artists that are outside of Edcliffe than us. So we decided to come up with a group, assisted by one lady from National AIDS Council called Nyasha Nyeremuka. She also assisted us and she advised us to come up as a group and, you know, try to organize ourselves so that whenever they have events, they can also get in touch with us as a group, and then we help them to organize. And then we also get ourselves time for performances and stuff. So that's what we did. And I tried to organize so many young artists from Edcliffe, and then we organized ourselves and we became a group. And we called ourselves Edcliffe Arts Association. And, you know, as time went on, we started trying to link up with other partners. Then from there, I even when I was young, I had a passion of, you know, advocating for young people, advocating for child rights, advocating for youth, you know, rights and everything. So to me, it was a passion that also drove me to say, okay, fine, we have this as an artist, but why don't we try and, you know, push forward our vision it's not like National AIDS Council, we're inclined to only National AIDS Council events, but we can actually create ourselves, we can actually create platforms for ourselves. Because the most thing that we wanted was the platform. And to me, I had that passion of creating platforms for young people. Then I started to try and organize these other events. I remember in 2016, I organized an event called, that was 2017, I think. We organized an event that we called Tambainesu Charity Benefit Concert. By then it was, we were focusing on trying to give or to do an event for people that live with disabilities. So we had to do something for them, and we organized so many artists from different communities. Remember, we were Heathcliff Arts, but then we had links with other artists from different communities, even outside of Heathcliff. So after that event, it was more successful, and we had partnered. We had partnered also with, I remember by that time there was Prometheus. He was still doing a show on ZPC TV called Sim Hip Hop Report. And we managed to talk to him, and he supported us. Some of our artists even went for an interview on TV, trying to showcase what they'll be doing at the event, prior to the event. And then we did the event. So many artists came through and they had fun with so many partners. And there was also this other guy called Mangwende, who supported us a lot. We had to go to the counselor for Heathcliff to ask for some support, and he supported. And all these people that we engaged, it was just our first time meeting them. So that event also taught us that because we wanted to do an event and we engaged the counselor and he was willing to support. So it meant that art, because when we gave him the concept of the event, that we are going to unite people, and we also want to make it a day for people who live with disability, because we have never had such a day in Heathcliff. And they came through and they had fun. Everyone was having fun. So we realized that art can be used as a tool that also unite people, and also that can show people that we are all together, we are all one people, despite of our race, despite of our abilities, despite of everything else. So from there, it showed us that we can also use art in development in so many ways, since we used it to engage the counselor. So which means art can also take part in civic engagement or in processes that have to do with maybe social credibility and so forth. So later the same year, we hosted a festival called House of Arts. I mean, we called it Heathcliff Arts Festival. So on this one, then we had to look for other organizations that were working in Heathcliff and that were doing things or works that were contributing to the development of the young people in Heathcliff and also Heathcliff as a whole. So from there, that's when we engaged so many partners. We had Junior Achievement Zimbabwe, Plan International, even the local government, the city council, the social services. So many departments that work with young people, or so many organizations that work with young people in Heathcliff, we engaged them, and we did a prize giving ceremony where we awarded them. It was an award ceremony, actually. Then we gave them awards for the artistic work that they were doing for Heathcliff. And that was more like the foundation, because all these other partners now, we realized, so we are doing this and these young people are actually appreciating the work that we're doing. So from there, they gave us their support. And that's when we started going even bigger as a group. And we thought, but why are we still calling ourselves Heathcliff Arts, Association? Because we have so many artists from Chitungwiza, artists from all places, from Porto, all over Harare. So we thought maybe we can make it Harare Arts Festival. But then within some days before we had to do that with artists from outside of Harare, then it was like, okay, fine. So we're now we are now a home for artists. So why don't we call ourselves a house? Because we're housing so many artists. Because we're singers, we do artists who do we find art, actors, and so forth. They were coming to join and we became a bigger movement. There's so many artists. Then we realized this is now a house for so many artists because we are housing so many talent, so much talent. That's why, that's when we became House of Arts and we registered it. It's a House of Arts Association.
All right. For the sake of time, I would let you go on, Dave. But basically, you know, what we're talking about here is how entities like yourself have been affected by COVID-19 and the pandemic and, you know, the limitations that have been there because of the pandemic. So maybe you can just share with us a little bit how your activities and how you were planning to do things got affected by COVID-19 and then how you coped with that whole situation. And then you ended up with Kid to the City online.
All right, yeah. Like I said earlier, we had events that we were doing physically and we were growing gradually. If you look, check our first festival, we had so many people, but I think we had around maybe 300 or so general of people who attended the event. Then we had, the following year, we did not have quite enough funding, so we didn't do the festival. Then the following year, we had we were fortunate enough. There was a time when I went to Malaysia with Planet National, and at the World Event Forum, I was actually a performer. I performed at the World Event Forum 2019 that happened in Malaysia 2018. So there, I met a partner, one man from an organization called Dreamtown. So Dreamtown, we then met up and, you know, discussed about a concept, and then we proposed for a project. Then we had a project called Reshaping Communities Through Art. So we're now having funds from Dreamtown. No, they're actually coming from the Danish Foreign Affairs Ministry. There's a fund called SISU, but they came through Dreamtown, which was a funding partner in Denmark. So that's when we now had money and we started doing under the project, we had so many activities. Like we had some workshop that we did with artists. We had one that we called Mindset Shift. We are still calling it Mindset Shift, actually. It's a concept where we try to get artists who are within their grassroots so that we can at least learn on things like personal branding, the type of message, how you can actually use your art, even commercializing your art with some entrepreneurship workshops. So all those, they require people to be, and they require us to be, because it's easier to learn from someone that you're actually seeing than when you're doing it online. Then we had a massive festival in Headcliff. Following year, last year, we had another massive festival in Bari, which was, this one was quite huge. We had a very bump of crowd, a big one. So we were looking forward to a much bigger festivals. Like this year, we had projected that the Key to the City, since we had a huge turnout in Bari, and the time was limited because we ended up having so many artists who wanted the space to perform, but then because of time, it was limited. So this time around, we had a little bit better budget that we wanted to host it for even 2 days. So that we have enough time for so many artists, because we worked with so many artists, we put so much passion and so much talent and so much enthusiasm. So they want to perform, they want to show you what they have. So this year we also wanted to do the same, but because of COVID now, we could not. So COVID stopped us from meeting up with young artists. We also wanted to do so many open mic events where we just, if you remember, there was a time when we had Book Cafe. I'm also a product of Book Cafe because I used to go to Book Cafe a lot and I used to perform there. That's why I think I tried to work on my performances more. So when Book Cafe closed, exactly. So when Book Cafe closed, I thought we should also try to give the same platform to young artists that are coming up so that they can actually master their talent. You know, when you perform so more often, you also master your stage. So we also wanted to come up with that platform. But because of COVID, everything was blocked. We could not do that further. So we tried to train, we tried to navigate and find other ways where we can actually still do the same things a little bit, but still, you know, do not get people together. So that's why we resorted to so many online activities. Last year, I remember when COVID started, we had recorded an album for artists. We have got so many members in House of Arts who we just compiled an album for them. So it was supposed to be launched in a big show, but we couldn't because of COVID. So we had to launch it online again. So we had a concert that we called Time Is Now Concert, which was the name of the album. And the artists performed their tracks online. So many things now resorted to online, unlike earlier before when we used to do things physically and, you know, when you have so much hype. Because some of us as young artists, we feel more confident when we have people hyping us up. But when you're performing for a crowd with less people, sometimes you are a little bit demotivated, but you can still perform. So that was the disadvantage. But we try, now we have turned so many stuff, or so much of our works we have turned online. Even like recently, instead of doing a two-day big event in Africa, in Eastway Gardens, Harare, we had to resort to online now. We did a three-day online concert, which we recently did, the Key to the City Festival. So I think COVID-19 affected us, but then we tried to move so that we can move with time. And also the advantage is that the number of people that we reach when we're doing things physically and the number of people that we're reaching online, online is actually much, much bigger because you're reaching a wider audience from all over, not just in Harare, but or Bulawayo. But we are also reaching out to so many people even outside of Zimbabwe. So it's a disadvantage, yes, but it's also an advantage in terms of the reach that we are now making.
That you now have, yes. All right, so continuing from here, what are your plans after Key to the City? What are your plans for House of Arts in your stable of artists going into? Because I mean, we thought COVID was over, and then now it's kind of coming back again with the whole third wave and everything. So how are you guys planning on moving? What's your plan of action?
So far, I think we're still trying to reach out to our artists using the digital platforms, obviously. We will continue to try and, you know, follow the COVID regulations. If we have music that we want produced, we'll still follow the COVID-19 protocols and regulations. And because we are also under the National Arts Council of Zimbabwe, that's where we are registered. So whatever they say, according to COVID-19, right now they've opened that we can do other things, other art activities like recording, like, you know, any other art businesses, even those who work in offices. We are still working in offices. The only thing that is restricted now is hosting shows that you need people that require the public to attend. So right now we are doing that. We've got artists recording. If there are videos that needs to be done, we can still do that. And we have got a workshop that we had projected to do. So we are working out so that we re-strategize, and some of them we can do them online. In fact, most of them we are now going to just do them online. We have to make plans so that we make sure some of our artists, but the disadvantage now is some of the young people that we work with from the ground, because we work with communities, like Headcliff, where I come from. We have got Hopley, we have got Mbari, and in Blau, we have got Ngeta. So some of the young people, like I said, we are no longer only targeting the artists right now as an association. We also now have other young people who even are not even artists that we work with. Well, our vision is beyond just promoting art, but our vision is to also try and make sure that the well-being of the young people is improved. We want to try and strengthen even the safety of young people. We want to strengthen the participation of young people in things that they have to do or things that affect them. So right now, the challenge now will be some of these young people that we're working with might not even have smartphones to start with, to be online. And some of them, if they've got the smartphones, they may not have data. And some who have got smartphones and data, they don't have connection. They've got connection issues. There's no proper network. So it's a challenge because you may not be able to reach out to the primary target that you want when it comes to workshops. Exactly. So we're trying to find ways where we can, how we can navigate so that we still achieve the same goal, but also trying to follow the COVID-19 regulations.
All right, man. Unfortunately, time is always jealous when we're having conversations like these. But we're definitely going to have you back on the show because we're going to do a second series of it. And hopefully by then, you'll be explaining to us exactly what you're doing now to try and reach those primary target that you're mentioning. And hopefully it would have went well. You'd have got support in terms of that. So right now, man, I'd like to say please thank you very much for coming to the Afro Creators Podcast. It's been a really nice conversation. You know, other creators are going to be watching this because they're also trying to find means of coping in this COVID situation. And examples like you are good to have so that we know that they know that they're not alone in this situation. And it's affecting even bigger entities as well. But we're all trying to do what we can do to cope with the situation. So thanks very much for coming on, man.
Thank you so much, Karma, for having me.
So that was a conversation between Karma and Caspido. I really love the work that Caspido, mentioned that he's been doing with the organization, with House of Arts, especially the aspect of inclusion. You find that there are so many organizations that are doing activities with artists and they don't really stop to intentionally think about how to include other groups of society. Like, for example, you heard Caspido talk about the event that they did with artists with disabilities. And I think that was really, that's one thing that really, that was really sticking out for me. And I love that they are among the organizations that are intentional about these things. But anyway, let us know what you think and keep following the Afro Creatives Radio and tell us what you think, even about the other episodes, comments, any suggestions or anything that you might want to share with us. Keep following the Afro Creatives Radio. Thank you so much. Until next time, my name is Mose Billy. I'm out.